T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Serious question, y'all. Is the controlled demolition of the economy underway? Do you wonder that? Do you think it sometimes? Like, is this just another one-off, or is this part of a pattern? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Remember on this podcast when we went over how the International Energy Agency back in March warned us that, yes, we could boycott Russian oil, but it would cause a price shock. Price shock. This price shock was going to hit end of April, beginning of May. We're in it right now. That would spin the countries that did it into a recession. And Washington went, cool, let's sanction Russia. So our leaders have to have known this would happen. That this was coming. They were warned by the International Energy Agency. And what do? Smack in the middle of this price shock they know is coming for oil. They know is going to result in a recession. Oh, they decide we'll wean the Europeans off Russian oil by giving them our diesel. Increasing exports of diesel fuel right in the middle of a price oil price shock predicted by the International Energy Agency. Well, what's that going to cause? Oh, skyrocketing diesel prices. Oh, you mean like the ones we're seeing right now? Oh, and a diesel shortage. Why? Oh, it's Putin's fault. If Russia hadn't invaded, we wouldn't have to send our diesel to the EU now, would we? And we wouldn't be facing this. Headline, major trucking firms prepare for, quote, imminent diesel shortage in eastern half of U.S. Who are they blaming? Not Putin. Nope. It's Joe Biden. Founder and CEO of FreightWaves, Craig Fuller, said that very large fleets are preparing for diesel pumps at fuel stations to run dry. Drivers of these fleets have already begun to receive notification from Flying J and Love's that fuel shortages are coming, that they could materialize in the coming weeks across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions. And what does the trucking CEO, Craig Fuller, say is causing that? Glad you asked. Joe Biden's policy of increasing exports to the EU. And once again, on Thursday, the International Energy Agency was warning us, just as they did in March, when they said, you can sanction Russia, but you're going to cause an oil shock. Well, they were back again on Thursday. And a report they released said that the current diesel crisis maybe just the beginning. It said oil losses from Russian output were around 1 million barrels per day in April, but that number could jump to 3 million barrels per day by the end of the year. Again, self-inflicted. The horrific cost of these policies to the American people, in particular the sanctions on Russia, has never been explained to them. If you ask people, why are we having these problems? Most of them would probably say, well, Joe Biden's regulations on drilling. And that is a big part of it. It takes about 1.5 million barrels of oil off the world market a day. So, yes, that's absolutely part of it. But nobody, I think, realizes, because nobody's explaining to the American people, these Russian sanctions are literally killing us. They're not killing Russia. Russia's oil revenues are up 50%. since the sanctions, because when you pull the Russian oil off the market, the price of all oil goes through the roof, and then Russia turns around, sells it on the black market, yes, for a little less than they could get on the open market, but for artificially high prices caused, but guess what, our sanctions. So now inflation is out of control. Fuel costs on top of it are adding dramatically to the cost of goods and foods. And you would think, facing a midterm, that the Democrats would want to do anything they can to bring this down. But they're doing the opposite. We literally know what the price of leaving the sanctions on the Russians is going to be going forward. The warnings didn't just come from the International Energy Agency last week. They were in Bloomberg, who actually interviewed John Katsimatidis. He's the CEO of United Refining Company. They produce about 70,000 barrels of petroleum products each day, and they sell gasoline throughout Western New York and Northwestern Pennsylvania. And Katsimatidis was out there warning, yeah, this shock is coming. He said, quote, I wouldn't be surprised to see diesel being rationed on the East Coast this summer, he told Bloomberg. Right now, inventories are low. We may see a shortage in coming months. And he predicted drivers will pay the highest gasoline prices ever paid by Memorial Day. What does this mean? Well, diesel is what powers those semis that bring all the stuff you eat and use to you, the stuff that you need to get through your daily life. They know that that is likely going to be rationed. In fact, these fuel stops, Loves to Pilot Flying J, are already texting and emailing truckers to let them know, hey, gas up at the end of the day. You don't know if you're going to be able to get it in the morning. They'll likely be rationing. Folks, they could stop this. It would help them politically, but they won't. There are some very simple things they could do right away. Number one, take the sanctions off Russia. They're enriching Russia and hurting us, but they won't. Pull Joe Biden's 70 regs off oil production. Those are the ones that took the 1.5 million barrels per day off the market. We flood the market with our oil. Prices come down. Guess who actually gets hurt for the first time in this war? Putin. Right now, since he's doubled his revenues from, you know, his fossil fuel revenues, he doesn't have to making tough choices at home between, funding government services and funding the war, because he's making bank. It's almost as if we want the war to continue so the high prices will continue. Then there's this. In the middle of a week of record high gasoline and diesel prices, the Biden administration waits till that week to announce it's doing away with leases on over 1 million acres. The timing of it is incredible. This is either a political party that's already given up on winning the midterms and wants to do as much damage as it can before they arrive, or a party that's going full 2,000 mules and plans to simply steal the election. I don't know which it is, because their actions otherwise are not rational. In the old days, if they were going to kneecap and wreck the economy in this way to try to get people to adopt electric vehicles in the Green New Deal, they'd wait till after the midterms. But they're not. A stunning Rasmussen poll last week showed that 82% of likely U.S. voters, that is a huge figure, 82% of likely U.S. voters are concerned about rising energy and gasoline prices, including 60% who are very concerned. And get this, 60% of voters would support a law that would dramatically increase oil and gas drilling in the United States. 60%. And yet the Biden administration chooses the very week we hit record highs, knowing that their internal polling has got to be just as bad. And that's the week they announce, oh, we're closing down the leases. It's like they don't even care about public opinion anymore, or they don't think they need to abide by it or even be concerned about it in any way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Biden administration claimed that they shut down the leases because there wasn't a lot of interest. But the thing is, there isn't typically a large number of firms bidding on this kind of drilling because there are only a certain number of very large firms that can even do it. And of the three that were interested, one was the Alaskan government. So the idea, well, we didn't get more than three, so we just won't drill here. Well, wait a minute. There were people who wanted to drill. You won't drill. Folks, you know what they're doing? They're making sure that it takes a long time, if they were to lose power somehow, for people to be able to rev the drilling process back up. You've got to go through these exploration and permitting processes before you can drill. So if they lose office, shoot. Suppose Trump took over again. It'd take half his administration before we could properly drill again. In other words, they want to keep the American people hurt and kneecapped as long as possible at the pump, which means historically high prices for food, for goods, for the basics of life. At some point, you have to think it's the goal. And somebody finally came out and said it. Here's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The energy policy is intentional. They are intentionally reducing our ability to produce oil and gas here in the United States. They will beg OPEC for more oil. They'll beg Maduro for more oil. Maduro's oil isn't global warming, but American is. I mean, it's nonsense. It's ideology, but it's very destructive, and people are getting absolutely hammered with gas prices. And the overall inflation is attributable more than anything to Biden's policy of printing trillions and trillions of dollars like they've done since he's gotten into office. He was warned. You had Larry Summers. He was warned by Larry Summers and other Democrat economists. If you do this, you are going to spark inflation. And that's a tax, Dan, on every single American. We've got people that may be making 7-8% more year over year, but if the costs of everything to live are up 15% and 20%, and they are, the inflation is understating it when you look at the things that really matters. So I think it's been absolutely failure in policy. And here's the thing. Reverse course. Start producing more energy here in the United States. He could very easily do that. But yet, what does he do? As you just pointed out, they are still canceling oil and gas leases. They don't want us to be energy independent, and they don't care if you suffer at the pump.
And what of Biden's claims that nobody wants to drill there? Not so, says Representative Ronnie Jackson, who just got back from a trip to the Permian Basin. They do want to drill, but they're also convinced that the Biden administration will rip the rug out from under them if they attempt it.
The oil and gas industry do not want to invest right now in drilling oil and gas because the Biden administration made it clear to them that they will shut them down. You may get a lease to drill, but you're not going to get any of the other permits that you need for the roads, for the pipelines, for anything else. I was just in the Permian Basin a few days ago, and the costs for these people are going through the roof. This is the Biden administration's attempt to deliver the final death blow to oil and gas. And, you know, they're making it exceedingly hard. And this is a time where, like you said, the gas prices are $4.40-something a gallon, record high. We have inflation that's 8.3%, a 40-year high. And we finally have the EU looking at actually shutting down Russian oil and gas coming out of Russia, which is going to drive the price of gas even higher. The answer to that is to increase American production. But the Biden administration will not get out of the way. They will not take the cuffs off of these oil and gas companies and let them do their jobs. And, you know, they're saying one thing, but behind the scenes, they're doing something that's drastically different to stop this whole process.
Why would you do this as Democrats? Well, the best answer that I have is that this is a controlled demolition of the economy, that they learned something very important from COVID, and that's this. In the face of a cold that 97% of people, worst case scenario in the worst age group, the oldest people, 97% of people who get it survive it. And in most age groups, it's over 99% of people survive it. And they saw the amount of personal freedom in the face of that, that we were willing to give up. And then they said to themselves, what would happen if supplies of food suddenly crashed? How much freedom would they give up then? See, they learned something. The mask slipped. Not their mask, ours. They didn't think, heck, I didn't even think we'd give up this amount of freedom due to COVID. And now they're going, I swear, what kind of disaster can we astroturf that will get people to give up that power again? They were like virtual dictators for a while, shutting down the economy for, it turns out, absolutely no reason. As Johns Hopkins told us, the lockdowns did nothing, but we let them. If they could mess up the food supply chain badly enough, cause enough shortages or rationing, how much power will we give up this time? They're not going to want to wait around 50 years as they gradually erode it. Not after seeing the power we gave up during COVID. They're going to want to take big leaps forward. And that, I fear, is exactly what this is. While another pandemic right now might not be believable, food shortages, cyber attacks, a total grind to a halt of the food delivery system necessitating martial law going into the election might be just the thing Democrats need to do. I don't know. Massive fraudulent online voting or massive fraudulent mail-in ballots. You can totally see where their little minds are going. I hope they don't get there. In the meantime, the single most important thing we could do to begin bringing these prices down quickly, lift the sanctions on the Russian oil and lift Joe's 70 restrictions and regulations on our own drilling. It would solve a lot of the inflation problem.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.